San Diego did this summer was organize a series of events, of demonstrations in front of U.S. businesses that use U.S. prison labor. Starbucks was one, and I think that and Victoria's Secret were our most successful. Starbucks, people hate Starbucks already. If you want to go out and organize, you just need to stand there. I'm telling you, half of our crowd was just people standing there. Victoria's Secret, what we did is some of the women wore their underwear on outside of their clothes and wrote boycott on their crotch and Victoria's Secret on their ass. JCPenney, TWA, and what was the other one, Michelle? I can't remember offhand. And McDonald's. There's a series of them, and I would love to be on that committee because it goes on and on and on. And we actually may be clothesless and starving by the time it's over, but that's all right. We'll all learn how to spin our own clothes and grow our own food.
I like to pipe in briefly on that. That's an awesome resolution. I will support you wholeheartedly on that. Two things to consider here. First of all, the Department of Justice has a program called Weed and Seed. How many people have heard of it? The HUD has a program called Operation Safe Streets. And in both of these programs, literally portions of the Constitution are being suspended as local municipalities surrender control of their jurisdictions to the federal government. Any place there's an FHA mortgage, if HUD decides that there's drugs being dealt, they can drop a SWAT team on the street and take any action they need to within 1,000 yards of that property. This is feeding this complex to generate this. And one of the ways to do this is, of course, to pull the plugs. But one of the things you didn't know is that while only 5% of the prison labor is being used for private corporations like Citibank and so forth, they're all being put to work for the Department of Justice on asset forfeiture computer programs, believe it or not. So they're feeding themselves. The snake's eating its own tail.
Okay. We've had a resolution made. I think we need to decide what action we're going to take. Let me read the resolution as the comrade presented it. That the People's Convention should form a committee to investigate start initiating a nationwide boycott on private employers who send their jobs to the prisons. Was that the gist of it? Is there any disagreement? Is there anyone opposed to that?
Yes. What I'd like is a friendly amendment. Instead of saying begin to investigate, let's set up a system where we are boycotting them. Well, we can do the research. I mean, the one thing that I don't want is a committee to do an action. You know, a committee to study to do an action. If we're going to have a committee, let's get a committee together that's going to do the action. Exactly.
Okay, is that something everyone sounds in favor of? Okay, thank you.
I have a point of information
on that. You want to go ahead?
Yeah. I've been involved in a lot of correspondence in the last year with...
Sir, excuse me, I believe the sister in front of you was in front of you.
No, this has to do with the motion.
Okay, go ahead,
to say that among prisoners, there is tremendous disagreement about this question, and I think we need to get some input on that too, as you had also brought this up. To what extent, and I've heard both sides of the issue argue very passionately, there's actually some correspondence in one of the literature tables up there, if anyone's interested on this question. I think that should be taken into consideration to hear from the prisoners as well on this question too.
Absolutely.
So what are we going to do with this, folks? maybe it does deserve a study. I mean, that's the only way to... I mean, if there's opposition, there's some type of opposition in the prisons amongst the prisoners themselves, then maybe we do need to do a study to figure out if this is the most expeditious way of getting a point across.
Okay, just a second. No, no. Wait a second. No.
Okay, tell the truth.
Yeah. I'd like to.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to suggest that anyone with a reasonable amount of knowledge on the topic, or who would like to acquire a reasonable amount of knowledge on the topic, or who has strong feelings on the topic, volunteer for the committee who's going to carry this out, see me and Janice after this plenary.
Right. Excellent. Okay.
See, the point, I just want to repeat the point I made earlier about what's driving this mass incarceration, because we have agreement here in this room, it's undeniable, that there's 2 million people doing time, that there's the largest unprecedented prison expansion in the history of this country. What we have disagreement over and controversy over is what's driving it. I think it's much more bound up with the shifts in capitalist production going on in the world, and the fact that a lot of the production that used to be rooted here, the Rust Belt industries, have been exported to TJ, to South Korea, to China, what have you. So that if you read the business section of the newspaper, they talk about how there's a lot of the high-tech jobs out there and there's a lot of the janitorial jobs. But it's the stuff in the middle that's been exported to other parts of the world where they can super exploit people. The differences between these analyses have extreme ramifications. I don't think they're doing this just as a policy to placate these small towns where they build the prisons or because they're making money, because Victoria's Secret's making money. I think it's a far vaster, you know, agenda that's involved, which is the whole global system of imperialism where it's at. So there's a lot at stake about what you think is driving it.
Okay. All right. I just have three quick points. One is that I really don't want the panel, as an African-American woman, to feel that they need to apologize for the lack of black participation. Blacks understand what time it is, and if they want to be lulled to sleep by their preachers, then they're going to find more and more of their children locked up. And I do all that I can to make my black colleagues aware of the problem. Half of the blacks that are active in this city are sitting over at UCLA or SC listening to some other blacks talk about why we need to vote Democratic. So I thank you guys for caring enough about the people that are in the penitentiary suspended day here. Secondly, I just wanted, as a point of information, to... I can't remember your name. The sister in the middle, right. No, you, Janice. You had made mention that the women in the prisons, when they're ill, might get a aspirin 2 weeks later. I have a niece that was just released from Chowchilla in July, and she told me that not only are the drugs late in coming, they have to pay for their own medication, and they have to pay to see the doctors there. So I'm in this movement because I'm one of those people in South Central who have lost a nephew in the prison system to prison guards. They threw him in a freezer and killed him. I have a niece who has gotten caught up in this crack war on young people, who is 36 and who has been in and out of the penitentiary. And imagine, this is something that's just real passionate to me. And that's the reason why I refuse not to make any excuses for other blacks who have suffered just like my family. The last thing, and I know I'm out of time, thank you. I would like for the panel, especially Joe, to make some suggestions. Since this is an issue you guys have been working on, help us to create some resolutions that really would be effective, that that would move this agenda. Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm not surprised to hear what you just said. It's I came here on Thursday. I arrived on Thursday, and on Friday, my daughter came home and saw on the doorstep a broken-up box. She looked in it, and there were my son's clothes, my son who's in prison. He was sent to Virginia following two incidents They wrote him up for cursing out a guard. Guards don't hear this. And he was put in administrative segregation. Just after I had spoken at a town meeting that was done by the Green Party on prisons. On April 1st, I spoke at an ACLU conference. 1 week later, my son was out of New Mexico and in Virginia. Now we don't know where he is. We do not know. We are beginning to look like the third world. We will have the disappeared among us. We will.
We already do. Privatized prisons in this country, specifically Corrections Corporation of America and Wackenhut, are driving a machine. The machine needs people. You must understand that. Wackenhut used to have flashing light on their website with the number of people housed in the prisons and their stock traded on that. Okay, that's where we've come. Okay, I need to make this point very simple and very clearly. 60-70% of million prisoners added in the last decade are nonviolent drug offenders. Want to pull the plug? Decriminalize drugs. It's that simple.
That's right.
Well, the thing is, I can't overemphasize people getting involved. In other words, we have a movement. We have a movement that's serious about stopping police brutality. But the backbone of that movement to date, and I think it'll continue to be, is the families of people that have lost loved ones. Tomorrow at the rally for Mumia, a brother whose brother was murdered in the Twin Towers, Danny Ray Smith, he was murdered there on August 1st, 1998, is going to be speaking at the rally for Mumia, and I'm looking forward to that because I heard him speak in San Francisco, and he talked about he didn't want to see Mumia's name on the Stolen Lives wall that was built, a wall of names of people murdered by the police. So it's something really when these family members get up and speak and put a human face on. And I invite you to get more directly involved with the Stolen Lives Project. But also, this movement is providing a platform for the youth, you know, who like no youth ever before are under attack as a generation. But we need everyone involved in this movement. So get the call for the National Day of Protest from me. Become an endorser. You know, take it up within your organization, your school, your union, where you work, artists, what have you. That's what's needed, you know. Let's step it up, y'all. Thank you.
I've been, my name is Cyrus. I work with news and letters committees, and I've been involved with the correspondence with prisoners over the last year and a half, quite extensively. We put out a pamphlet that was originally requested from us by a prisoner who wanted to distribute a questionnaire to other prisoners, ended up printing a pamphlet on that basis, and then have been receiving just literally thousands of letters over the last year from prisoners from 30, 40 different states. I've put together some of that correspondence in the form of a pamphlet brochure that people are, if they're interested, they can look at. The point that I would like to mention is that as endless as the horrors of this system are, and as amazing as the kind of support work that's going on outside with the prisoners is, and the multidimensionality of that, there's a tremendous depth of movement inside the prisons, the kind of questioning that's being raised from inside the prisons against this society, about perspectives for a very different kind of society, different kinds of human relationships, whole question of penalizing prisons, the whole entire concept of imprisoning people for penalizing them, questions about the economy and the capitalist economy and how that affects labor relationships. So, I mean, and that's, I think, something that we can't overlook, that depth of questioning that's going on right now inside prisons, which needs to be reflected a lot more as well, too.
You know, as somebody who's been working for so many years to try to free a man who's been in prison for 24 plus years, some of the things you've been saying is, like, tried it. Try doing that. But you know what, this past year and a half, I think what's really brought things together is more people are getting involved, more people are speaking up, more people are writing to their congressmen, more people are organizing things, and the graduates want to take everyone. And really what you're fighting is not the government, it's the corporations, it's the money. If the Labor Department, if we can do things with the laborers, yes, that's great. But in reality, what it really needs is the grassroots people, you and I, getting out there and really speaking up. During the 70s of the war movement, we've got to go back again and look at the history and see how things were taken care of back then, and then go forward. Thank you.
I don't know if this is a comment or a question. I just want to say a few things and possibly a question. I know I'm like time, so I'll try to make it very concise and quick. Where do I start? Okay, there's an organization in San Diego called the Support Committee for Maquilador Workers. I heard what Joey had to say, saying that 5% of there's only a 5% use of prison labor, and the majority of it is in third world countries. Granted, true, or maybe I misunderstood you. We can discuss it later. That's true, but the Support Committee for Maquilador Workers is the same thing as trying to fight the machine against criminalizing our youth and getting free labor. It is threatening working families and union jobs. I'm a union worker, and I want to have kids. I want a future for my children where they have a job and they're not going to be criminalized for exercising their constitutional rights and being marginalized in any way, form, or fashion. So basically, I guess what I'm getting at is that we still have plantations today, right now, living and breathing all over the United States. Our plantations are the prisons, okay? Things have not changed at all. They have just gotten more sophisticated. And regarding the support committee, why I brought that up, that was a San Diego grassroots organization representing Mexican workers and bring out the working families here in San Diego were saying that, these Mexicans are taking our jobs. Well, I want to hear them say, these prisoners are taking our jobs. Because that's where we're going to go to. It may be 5% next week, 10%, 50%. It doesn't matter. It's all the same evil. It's all the same shit. So we really have to really recognize and give legitimacy to the connection and really discuss it, talk about it, and get more educated on it. And that's what I have to say. Thank you.
It's 5:30, so we've reached the time that we were allotted for this particular plenary. The People's Convention wants to extend its appreciation to the panelists, not only for being on the panel, but for the valuable work that they're doing in their communities every day, and for the valuable work that they've kicked off here at the People's Convention and bringing us a little more in touch with these issues. Thank you. We're being recorded for the radio. Would the panelists please come by once and state your name and your organization for the radio?
My name is Tilda Sosaya. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. My organization is called COPA New Mexico, the Committee on Prison Accountability. Thank you. S-O-S-A-Y-A.
Janice Jordan with the San Diego chapter of the California Coalition for Women Prisoners.
Mike Rupert, publisher from the Wilderness Newsletter based here in Sherman Oaks, also former LAPD narc, cracked the CIA. Phone number 800-638-2911, 800-META-911.
My name is Jean Ann Day. I'm with the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee out of Lawrence, Kansas.
Do you want to have a contact number for people that might want to reach you that hear about
If you want to reach us at the office, it's 785-842-9000. 5774. You can also look at our website, www.freepeltier.com.
My name is Joey Johnson. I'm with the October 22nd Coalition to Stop Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. And yes, sister, I share your passion. These things are connected, police brutality and globalization. You can contact the October 22nd Coalition at unstoppable.com, and you can email us at nobrutalityjuno.com, right, at juno.com. Hey, but don't leave. Come back. Get endorsement forms for the National Day of Protest. Get flyers. Let's go from here. Let's get more organized and stuff. That's what this is all about. Let's stop police brutality. Let's stop this mass incarceration. Let's stop the brutality against our immigrant brothers and sisters at the border. Let's get involved, all right?